We've talked about financing for startups and angel investors recently, but what if your business is looking to, say, list on the stock exchange or go for a major expansion? Well, you know, big corporates would engage a specialist firm to manage their IPO, and you really do need to have a professional campaign to convince investors to part with hard-earned cash. David Coe is managing editor of Investor Talk, and they utilize the latest techniques in social media to leverage the message sent out through traditional channels so that your investor message goes viral. David's in our studios now. Welcome to On the Money, David.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Rod.
So can you just give us a bit of a summary of how Investor Talk can talk up a new market offering, say?
What we're able to do, Rod, is that we amplify the messages that go through traditional channels. Now, we're not allowed to promote particular securities because we're unlicensed. But what we can do is take the message that comes through through ASX announcements, through prospectuses and other formal documents, and actually amplify that message so that companies aren't talking into an empty room when they're making their announcements.
Right. And what sort of businesses then do you normally talk to utilise your services?
So we have a range of companies, and on the stock, they're all listed. And the thing that they have in common is that they are outside the top 200 or 300. It's the mid-caps and the juniors that really struggle to be heard, known and understood.
I see. And you talk about pitfalls and things, you know, on your website. What are the sort of pitfalls that people can fall into when they're trying to utilise social media and these types of things?
It's like the old story, the old analogy of being at a cocktail party. If you're at a cocktail party and you're only talking about yourself, you're probably not talking to very many people. The trick with communication, of course, is to talk about what the audience is interested in. And the trick with social media, as everybody knows, is that you have to talk about things of a broad interest and then put your message on the back of that rather than simply trying to, shall we say, hit people over the face with a wet fish.
Right. A nasty feeling. Now, you've got operations here and also in other cities like London and where was the other one, did you say?
I've got a team of editors.
And team of editors. Yeah,
they're all financial editors based from in London, in Perth, Melbourne, Sydney. We've also got other people that we use in Spain, Malaysia, country New South Wales.
Yeah, and so how do you utilise that network? What normally happens? Are people bringing things to you, or are you sending things out to them, or what's going on?
So on behalf of our clients, yeah, we do two things.
Right.
We cultivate an audience of investors and brokers, analysts, fund managers, business journalists, people who value financial information, and then our editors post information on behalf of our clients that those audiences value. And what that does is that they will then pass it on to their networks and we create a viral effect, which then creates a virtuous circle of more people following the company and expanding the audience, expanding the reach.
And what sort of companies do you normally get? Is it a very wide band? I think you've got a lot of resource companies, for instance.
But we've got a lot of resource companies, although the great thing about having finance editors is that they actually understand how to tell any business story, because at the heart of any business story is, where is the growth going to come from? What is it that will drive increased earnings and therefore the share price? But you're right, we do have quite a few resource companies, and that's because it's word of mouth. You know, you've got the director of one company sitting on a board who says to a colleague across the table from him, who may happen to have his own companies. If you're not in social, you don't really count these days. So try these guys; they work for me. They'll work for you.
And what's the main sort of social media that you find worthwhile? Is it Twitter is the big one for business offerings?
Twitter and LinkedIn are the two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn has the advantage of being able to reach cashed up executives. Twitter has become a news service, effectively. What many people don't realise is that Twitter has become, for many retail investors, a free alternative to the very expensive news services of Bloomberg and Reuters.
Oh, I see. So you're in competition with Bloomberg and Reuters.
Some people might say that. Although, to be honest, we find that people, the retail audience, the retail investors, don't actually tend to spend the $25,000 a year it costs for a Bloomberg machine.
Yes, well, they're at the bigger end of town, I suppose, aren't they? So if I was interested, so, I mean, you're really talking about a function which traditionally would have been public relations, I suppose, in many respects, or an ad agency. But it's different, isn't it, nowadays? You're utilising a network, a technology, do you have direct competitors, or are you into a new field here?
We are opening up a new field. But what we're seeing, if you look to the States, you can really see how social media is allowing investor relations, public relations, and marketing all to come together. They're almost like they're dancing together.
God, that sounds nice, doesn't it? I suppose nobody's getting, a few people are getting tapped on the shoulder to change partners every now and again. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen in the last couple of years, and has that prompted you to move into this field?
Well, there are three trends that are happening that make this field particularly interesting going forward. The first is that newspaper revenues through advertising are shrinking, which means that page numbers are shrinking, and it's never been harder to get publicity in a newspaper, especially for companies that are outside the biggest 200. The other thing we're finding is that with technology, everybody wants information now, and the internet and smartphones are putting information into people's pockets 24/7. And then the third trend that we're finding is that investors really are looking at social media, as I was saying before, as a free alternative for Bloomberg, Reuters and other expensive news feeds.
And I suppose in that way too, they can make sure that it's targeted to them. They can look at things between, you know, X amount and X amount or something. And you then tailor your message to those groups of segments that you've identified, do you?
Well, we work on behalf of each client. Yep. And so we're telling each client's unique individual story. On the other side, you've got the investors using tools that allow them to filter and search for whatever they're interested in. So, for example, a particular investor might be only interested in Australian biotech companies, the yen and cricket, shall we say, and he can filter out everything else, and so he really can just find those channels.
Yeah, okay. Well, I suppose, so, you know, if I just wanted to say in summary, if I'm a company which is looking to perhaps move into another country, say perhaps I wanted to open up an office and operations in the UK, what would be your advice to me if I came to you as a client?
Use social media, because social media gives you a global audience. And you'll find that if you wanted to get into any country, in fact, this applies even in Australia. If you're a company that has a particular corporate relationship with an individual broker, you'll reach that broker's clients. But with social media, you'll reach the clients of many brokers.
And what sort of would you then design a campaign, and what would that seem like? You know, sort of a stock standard campaign then.
Well, we run a strategy session to identify all the content angles that are going to be newsworthy, the sorts of angles that investors will share on their networks and therefore will get the viral reach. We'll go through and we'll understand what it is that makes this company's unique investment proposition so worthwhile, and then we will tailor that with researching and sourcing authoritative third-party content that validates their investment case.
In terms of performance, how would I know how successful you've been for me?
The great thing about social media is everything is transparent. We have metrics that show how many people clicked on a link, how many people have followed, how many people shared, how many people liked, and then we can tie that back into how many people downloaded a prospectus from a client's website.
Right. So if I ended up in a house in Mallorca because I couldn't come back to Australia, it wouldn't be your fault. You'd be able to show us that you'd done everything you possibly could, and it was my products that weren't selling.
That's right.
All right. Well, look, I'd like to thank you very much, David, for coming in today. It's been great finding out about this new way of getting funds. We've been looking on this program at various ways for different size companies and startups and so forth, and how you get funds these days, because things have changed. So thanks very much for coming on the program.
Thank you.